Morning. Hi. How are you? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. It's Friday morning. That means Fly Jams Friday coming up. Sorry. I was throwing some Pringles down my throat during the news. And I was like, hold on, I got to take a sip of water. These are little, it's the cheddar and sour cream flavored Pringles.
Sour cream powder in the wrong tube.
Yeah. Whatever powder. I don't even know what the hell kind of powder. I like on the can here, the Pringles can, it says cheddar and sour cream, naturally and artificially flavored.
I always wonder when they're just like natural flavors. Right. It's like, what does that mean?
I don't know what it means. Again, I've told you how much I like the Pringles because it doesn't lie. It's like, that is, hi, how are you? I'm Pringles. I'm an absolutely processed food. This is not how any potato has ever been shaped. Potato chips should not stack. That's just, isn't there one called Stackers that's like a Pringles ripoff?
I think so. It's Lay's.
I think it's Lay's Stackers. It's a Pringles ripoff. I remember when Pringles first hit the scene, man. Because it was new. I remember it was a big deal. And it was like in the early 70s, I want to say. It was in the 70s. Maybe they were around before. But I remember like in the 70s, first time, you know, like, you know, potato chips in a can. And they stack on each other. This is awesome. So anyway. So I had some sour cream and cheddar powder flying down my throat. So, hi. Straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies, You Big Dummy, all coming up in a little bit. And, of course, Fly Jams Friday. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. So, Esmeralda, have you seen the new KFC commercials with the new colonel?
I think so.
Because they've swapped out the colonels. They keep swapping out the colonels
right,
like every
they keep switching.
Couple of months or something. Because it started, was it Norm MacDonald was the first one?
I think so.
Who was the first one? Dan?
No, it was Daryl Hammond.
Oh, that's right. Daryl Hammond. That's right. Daryl Hammond, then Norm MacDonald, and Jim Gaffigan. Am I right on that?
Yes.
Okay. So there's a new one. And by the way, do you know how often I do that now, like in real life?
Of course.
I'll talk to someone and then they'll say something. I'll go, oh. Like, what's wrong with you? It's a habit now. And actually, you know, Mary Vandeveld does it too. She told me the other morning, she's like, you know, I find myself going, oh.
Yeah, she was talking to me.
Did she do it?
She went, oh. I was like, oh.
By the way, that the reference to that, Dan, do we have the actual sound?
No, unfortunately, I don't want to write the second.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, it's from Keanu. It's from the Key and Peele movie, Keanu. And it's the, and I feel terrible because I can't remember the actor's name, but he's the guy who played Eazy-E. He was terrific in Straight Outta Compton as Eazy-E. He's in the movie and he plays one of the hardcore gangster guys in Keanu. And at one point, Keegan-Michael Key says something really, you know, tough and gangster-like to him. And he's taken aback and he goes, oh.
Jason Mitchell.
He's hilarious in the movie. Hilarious. He's the one in Esmeralda. He's the one who gets the George Michael tattoo.
Nice.
In the movie. So that's like, oh. So now what will we say? There it is. Hold it one more time.
Oh. Oh.
So anyway, what were we talking about that we were just talking about? Oh, the KFC. Okay, so the new commercial, the new Colonel, is specifically for, the new commercials now are aimed at promoting Extra Crispy, because you know you have that option. You go to KFC, you can get the regular style or you can get the Extra Crispy, which is actually my favorite. I love the Extra Crispy. I always opt for the Extra Crispy. So now they're doing a campaign where they're trying to boost up sales of the Extra Crispy. So they have a new Colonel. And in the two commercials that I saw, one of them was, it's like a mother and her young son. Oh, do we have it? Okay, here. Here we go. This is the new
one. What do you want for lunch, honey?
Can I have some KFC original recipe?
Excellent choice. But might I suggest something a little extra crispy? My extra crispy $5 fill-up is freshly double-breaded by hand. It's a tasty real meal for just $5.
Mine extra crispy, boy?
Sure, kid. KFC. It's extra crispy.
Okay.
Good.
Creepy. All right, that's all I'm going to say. It's creepy. And so do you guys know who... Dan, you know, because we were talking about it on the way in. Esmeralda, do you know who that is?
No.
It's George Hamilton.
But he's so brown.
Well, that's he's supposed to be. That's why he's there to promote
so...
extra crispy.
Oh.
See, that's why they hired. Oh, that's why they hired him. So it's but you can't really even tell it's him.
But why would they have him as the colonel? Just have him as George Hamilton.
That's because I guess the campaign is to just they're just going to have different guys play the colonel. But he doesn't even make a pretense of trying to pretend to be the colonel. He's like, yeah, extra crispy. And it's kind of creepy. He just appears. It's just like this little kid and his mom are sitting on the beach, and all of a sudden here's this creepy dude dressed up like the colonel. He doesn't physically resemble the colonel at all.
Yeah, see, at least Jim Gaffigan and Norm MacDonald tried to do a Southern accent.
And Daryl Hammond, well, I mean, because Daryl Hammond is that, you know, he's Captain Impression. This is just like weirdness. It's just like he shows up, and they hired George Hamilton because he sits in the sun a lot and gets crispy. So I saw the commercial earlier this week during Big Brother, and I was like, who the hell is that? Like, I couldn't figure out who it was, and I knew it had to be somebody, you know, because, you know, they've had a celebrity or a well-known person playing the colonel throughout this campaign the past, like, couple of years. So I knew it had to be someone. And then there was another commercial break. They showed it during Big Brother again later in the show. And they show the commercial again. And I was like, and I was looking straight, you know, like really trying to figure out who it was. And I go, I think that might be George Hamilton. So I Googled it on my phone, and it's George Hamilton. So, but I like the extra crispy. I know, Esmeralda, you're a Popeyes girl.
Yeah.
But when you eat KFC, do you get the extra crispy? Do you opt for
Never. I don't think I've ever had KFC.
What?
Because it's always been Popeyes. And then, you know, in Joliet, we're not eating Popeyes or KFC because there's White Fence Farm.
That's right. No, yeah, yeah. Well, you're spoiled. I mean, when it comes to fried chicken, you know, J-Town has, you know, there's no other reason.
Yeah. Well, it's a carryout. It's not the...
Yeah.
But still.
No, I know. But seriously, there's no... But you should try KFC. I can't believe you've never had KFC.
I know.
You're in your 30s and you've never had KFC?
And there's Brown's Chicken, too. So we, like...
Yeah,
I don't
Browns.
Even think there's a KFC in Joliet.
Do you guys remember the local commercial where Steve Carell was in the Browns chicken commercial?
What? No.
Oh, you got to find it online. It's hilarious. It's absolutely hilarious. It was when Steve Carell was here in Chicago doing Second City, and he did a local Browns chicken commercial.
Big news from Browns Chicken. While we've always cooked our chicken in cholesterol-free cottonseed oil, we now have cholesterol-free batter, too, so our chicken is cooked completely cholesterol-free. And it tastes just as great as always. We figured a lot of people would like our new healthier way of cooking, but quite frankly, the response has been better than we'd anticipated. Brown's Chicken, it tastes better, and it's better for you.
So that's Steve Carell. He's wearing a Browns baseball hat. He's an employee. And the deal is, if I remember correctly, he's like changing the sign. Like, he's putting letters up on the sign, right?
Right. He's advertising the fact that they now have the cholesterol-free stuff.
Because you know fried chicken is so good for you.
Right. and then during the course of the commercial, the wind blows the word cholesterol off, so it just says free.
And that's why all the people are showing up, because Steve Carell is an idiot, and he basically saying that everything is free. So anyway, that was Steve Carell. If that was easily findable, Dan, you found that in like 2 seconds. So, but that you got to check it out. It's hysterical. He's got this stupid Browns hat on. And it's Steve Carell. But anyway, you gotta try KFC.
I'll do it. I may because there I did. We might talk about it on the show. I'm filling in for
okay.
Because I love fried chicken so much.
Oh, okay. All right.
Maybe
well,
I'll
you
get some before I get.
Yeah,
it.
You should try it. And I would opt for the extra crispy. Now, Dan, do you eat KFC?
I have not in several years.
Now, when you did you like the extra crispy? Because I'm an extra crispy guy.
I went original recipe when I ate. Yeah.
Okay.
It's so crispy.
It's
right?
Double battered. Yeah, no,
but it's just really crispy.
Yeah, it's double battered and double fried.
I mean, that sounds lovely.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Oh!
And there's nothing wrong with original recipe. I'm not saying that, but I always opt for the extra crispy. I always opt for the George Hamilton. I guess that's what they should call it now. When you go to KFC, get a bucket of George Hamilton's.
Steven, then you think you're eating George Hamilton.
I don't want to eat George Hamilton. That's not something I want to do.
Or he's bathing in the oil
oh.
to be so brown.
Oh, God. This chicken tastes like George Hamilton.
It tastes like cocoa butter.
There's a tinge of Hamilton in this chicken. That should be a tie-in for the Broadway show, don't you think? Yeah, like they need to promote that more. The sales are so low on Hamilton. Nobody wants to see that show. They really need to tie it in with a big corporate sponsor. Because, you know.
They need to get confused.
Because, you know, there's no interest in that show at all.
Yeah, they're going to think, what? George Hamilton is
George Hamilton?
Well, I'm
that
there.
Would be fantastic if he just showed up and made a cameo.
He just walks through.
Just walks out.
Goes, hello, I'm George Hamilton.
How you doing? I'm George Hamilton. And then he leaves. So I was watching, speaking of KFC, and we're going to get into food gimmicks throughout the years. This is a Tribune article that ran a few days ago. So we're going to get into some fast food gimmicks, talk about that before we get into our regular features for Friday. Yesterday morning, I was trying to figure out something to watch, so I popped in Killer Joe. Now, Esmeralda, have you ever seen Killer Joe?
Refresh my memory.
Oh, you haven't seen it, because trust me, you'd remember it. Matthew McConaughey plays a hired killer. Emil Hirsch plays a kid who's into some money. He owes some bad people some money, down like $6,000. Total white trash, trailer trash. Total, I mean, like, ridiculous. Gina Gershon plays his stepmother. Thomas Hayden Church plays his father. And Juno Temple plays his younger sister. They all live in a trailer. And one night he shows up and says, he pulls Thomas Hayden Church out, says, here's the deal. I need some money. And there's this guy named Killer Joe. He's a police officer, but he also kills people. And we need to kill my mom, your ex-wife. So they come up with this, they hatch this plan to have Matthew McConaughey kill his mom, Emil Hirsch's mom, in order to get the inheritance, which goes to Juno Temple, his sister. Then that way he can pay off the bad guys. Okay, so it's an idiotic, you know, and the guy who wrote it, by the way, is Tracy Letts, the Chicago actor, playwright, who ended up winning a Pulitzer for Osage County. Okay, and he also wrote Bug, which they made into a movie with Michael Shannon. So this is an extraordinarily, really black comedy. When I first saw the production of it, the very first production of it, it was in 1993. It was directed by Dexter Bullard. Paul Dillon played Killer Joe, and the role that Emilio Hirsch plays in the movie, Michael Shannon, a very young Michael Shannon, played like 23 years ago when they debuted. And I thought the show was terrible. I thought it was awful. It was played very straight, very dark, and some really horrible and horrifying things happened during the last 15 minutes of the play. It kind of ends in a massive, insane sort of bloodbath. And I hated the play. I hated it. I love the movie because William Friedkin made it into a black comedy. He understood the material, and it's hysterical. And it's the best performance that Emil Hirsch has ever given. He is hilarious in it. So is Thomas Hayden Church. And McConaughey is extraordinarily creepy and really, really funny in it. And at the end of the movie, there's this horrible thing that happens. They're in the trailer, and it's just a melee at the end of the movie. I won't go into it, but it involves chicken, and it involves Kentucky Fried Chicken. And there's a scene, sort of a legendary scene, that involves Gina Gershon and a chicken leg. And I'm not going to go into it, but it's yeah. So anyway, I remember when I saw the movie, I was by myself in the theater. It was like in a midnight show. I was by myself in the theater, and I was cackling during the last 20 minutes of the movie, and everybody thought I was a psycho because I was by myself laughing at these horrible things that are happening, this thing with the chicken leg and Gina Gershon, and I'm on the floor laughing. And then the final shot of the movie, when it cuts to black, you haven't seen it, have you?
No.
Okay. At the very end of the movie, when they cut to black, they play Strokin'. By what's his name? Clarence Carter. So they play Strokin' at the end of the movie. And it's one of the funniest blackouts in, you know, at the very end of a movie that you could possibly have. So anyway, as I'm watching Killer Joe, you know, this whole thing, like a couple of nights ago, watching the commercials for this KFC, they refer, in the movie, they refer to it, and I guess this is a real thing, they refer to it as K-Fried C. K-Fried C. We got a break, but we'll come back and I'll tell you about K-Fried C and some of the other gimmicks that people have gone through for fast food. Yeah, man. Morning. Hi, everybody. Friday. Fly Jams Friday. It's also July 1st. Rabbit, rabbit, rabbit. All right. 312-981-7200. Rabbit, rabbit, rabbit. July 1st. Hey, it's 4th of July weekend. I hope everybody has a great weekend. We will be off on Monday morning. So my dad will tell a joke on Tuesday morning. And I'll handle the movie reviews because Colin and Eric won't be able to join us. So I'm going to handle, we'll do a brief movie review segment on Tuesday morning when we get back. Hope everybody has a great weekend. All right. Anyway, in the movie, Esmeralda, they refer to it as K-Fried C.
Okay.
And I'd never even heard that before. And I never heard it before. And according to Tracy Letts, that's accurate. I can't remember where Tracy grew up, but it was in the South. And I guess they refer to it as K-Fried C. And I'm not really sure because fried is the best part of the description. That's the best. I don't know. But KFC. So here are some fast food gimmicks through the years. This is out of Chicago Tribune. Now, since you've never been to KFC or you've never had KFC, Esmeralda, you've never had the Double Down.
No.
Now, you've heard about the Double Down,
right? I have, and I've always been very interested. But then I thought, oh, no, KFC.
It's here's what it says. KFC introduced this novel. What is it about KFC that you don't like?
I don't know. I don't know. I like Popeyes way better.
Hold on a second. You don't know if you like Popeyes way better.
It never looks good in the commercial.
Well, now that George Hamilton is in the commercials, I'm sure that it looks good.
Right. I like flavored George Hamilton chicken.
George Hamilton flavored chicken. It's the only place in the country where you can get George Hamilton flavored chicken. I was going to say this. This chicken tastes like Love at First Bite, but that's going to be a reference that nobody really gets because there was a movie where George Hamilton played Dracula, and it was a wacky comedy called Love at First Bite, and it was like a huge hit.
Wait, did it have, she was a model, she's got the gap tooth?
Yes, Lauren. No, that's Once Bitten.
Oh, okay, never
that's,
mind that.
That's Once Bitten, that's with Jim Carrey, one of Jim Carrey's first movies.
Right.
Yeah, that's Once Bitten. Love at First Bite had, it had, I think, Susan St. James. It was George Hamilton and Artie Johnson. It was a 70s movie, and at that time, these guys were already on the way out. You know what I mean? Like, this came out in like 79 or something. So by 79, George Hamilton wasn't hip. He was also in a movie. He did a movie. Here's another George Hamilton movie. He did play Evel Knievel in a film called Evel Knievel. So he did play the hero of the 70s. He was also in a movie after Love at First Bite, because Love at First Bite made it was a huge hit. Huge. Inexplicable hit. And Artie Johnson was in it. He played Renfield. I'm trying to remember who played Van Helsing in it. Hey, Dan, can you look up Love at First Bite? Who played Van Helsing? Because I know that Artie Johnson played Renfield. And it was like a modern sort of a disco, because it was 1979, and it had like disco scenes in it and stuff. You know, like really wide collars. George Hamilton at his Hamiltonist. And I can't remember who played, I want to say it was Roddy McDowall, but
Richard Benjamin.
Oh, God, that's right. Richard Benjamin. What a stupid movie. But anyway, so that movie made like $80 billion. So he did a Zorro movie a couple of years later. Which, of course, you know, I did a Dracula movie. Now I'm going to do a wacky Zorro movie. It's called Zorro the Gay Blade. And he played a dual role. He played like a straight Zorro and a gay Zorro. And the great thing about Zorro the Gay Blade, Ron Liebman was in it. Ron Liebman, one of the greatest actors that's ever, you know, from the show Kaz that nobody remembers except me. He played the bad guy in it, and he screams every line. Every single line of dialogue that Ron Liebman has in Zorro the Gay Blade, he screams, and he's hysterical in it. So anyway, well, now that I've given you a little lesson in the world of George Hamilton cinema. So the Double Down is a novelty item, a sandwich of sorts, housing bacon and cheese and a special sauce between two hunks of fried chicken. Now, I got to say, I've never had it. Never had the Double Down where, like, there's no bun. The bun is two pieces of fried chicken.
Right. I think it sounds delicious.
It does. I mean,
paleo.
It's I'm sorry?
It's paleo.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. So that was one. But I will say this. The flavor bowl, or what's it actually called? The famous bowl. But I call it the flavor bowl.
And then there was a comedian that called it the
Oh, it's
the
Patton,
failure bowl.
It's Patton Oswalt.
Yeah,
it's great. Because I did when the flavor bowls first started, I discovered it at the KFC in Andersonville when I still lived in Andersonville. This is like 12 years ago, and I went in and it was a brand new item, and I was like, "What is this thing? Give it to me." And it's everything that I love about KFC all smashed into one bowl and covered in cheese. It's mashed potatoes, it's gravy, it's corn, it's fried chicken, and it's cheese in one bowl. It is the greatest thing ever. And I did like a 15-minute rant about how I was going to name my firstborn Flavor Bowl after this. It's the greatest fast food item ever. And it's just, and Patton Oswalt is right. It's just, it's depression in a bowl. There's no, like, his bit on the famous bowl, Patton Oswalt's bit on the famous bowl, is hysterical. So that I've tried. I never tried the Double Down. How about the Burger King Fiery Chicken Fries?
I didn't have the fiery ones, but I had chicken fries, and I was very disappointed.
Yeah, they're not good. I've tried the chicken fries as well. I'm not going to go for the fiery. They've launched the new fiery. Offensively spicy, they said. How about the Pizza Hut Hot Dog Bites Pizza?
I have not had that.
Okay. We'll talk a little bit more about this stuff coming up. We got some texts coming in, too. We got a break. News is next. Yeah. Hi, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. It's Friday. That means Fly Jams Friday. Coming up a little bit later on. All of our regular features, straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies. You'll find out what's happening on the Outside the Loop radio program. And You Big Dummy, that's coming up very soon, where I will read a bunch of real news stories where people are really dumb, and then Vic and Esmeralda and Dan and myself will vote on who is the dummiest. But we're talking about fast food gimmicks through the years right now. We got a few texts coming in. 630 area code says, I love KFC, but I prefer Brown's. It's hard to find in the burbs now. Popeyes is good. Culver's has some very good fried chicken, if fresh. Never had fried chicken at Culver's.
Yeah, didn't. Yeah.
I enjoy the Butterburgers simply because it's called a Butterburger. How can you not enjoy a burger that's called a Butterburger? Kelly says the new Colonel is creepy. It's George Hamilton. 606 area code says Church's is the best. There used to be a Church's on Broadway and Foster. I enjoyed the Church's. 815 area code says KFC is too greasy. I'm a Brown's girl. 773. All natural flavors is a catch-all for a bunch of stuff now, including MSG. And the Lay's version of Pringles is known as Stax, STAX, like the Fly Jam label. I've never tried Stax. My allegiance is with Pringles. So, you know why? Because of the Pringles dude. I like the Pringles dude and his mustache.
Oh. Oh, okay, I see. I was like, Pringles, dude.
What was the movie where they said is it a movie or a TV show? Dan, help me out with this, where he's like, you look like the guy from Pringles. It was a joke, and he was like, you look like the guy, what's going on? Why do you look like the guy from Pringles? The guy from the Pringles can. I can't remember what it was. Maybe it was a TV show. But I just remember they made reference to somebody looking like the guy from the Pringles can. I can't remember what it was. Anyway. All right. Let's see here. We mentioned the Taco Bell's Doritos Locos Taco. We talked about that a little bit earlier because they were giving away. Did you get any free tacos last week on the Taco Tuesday?
I didn't, but you know what? V, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, yeah, there's free tacos at Taco Bell. And he's like, what kind? I was like, the Doritos ones. He's like, we should go. I'm like, calm down. It's like, what's the difference? He's like, but it's the Dorito one. I'm like, oh, no, I'm not going.
V got very excited about the prospect of a free Doritos Locos Taco.
Yeah. He's like, but it's the different one. It's like, all
it's
right,
a different
no.
one. Mm-mm. It's the same damn thing, but with a Dorito.
Pretty much. Just crumble some Doritos.
Exactly. It's the same thing. How about the McDonald's McLobster? The McLobster hit some Canadian McDonald's locations in 2015 as a limited-time menu, and it has appeared in other countries, too, including the United States. It was in New England. In the New England area, they carried the sandwich, of course.
I would eat that.
So would I. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. How about the Taco Bell Quesalupa? The Quesalupa. The Quesalupa was launched in 2016, but then it disappeared a few months later. So it's like a chalupa and a quesadilla combined?
Yeah, and then a chalupa is like a thicker?
I guess. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't even understand. Burger King Mac and Cheetos. Now, this is new. This is new. Have you seen this, Esmeralda?
I've heard of them.
I would eat the hell out of these. I don't have any Burger King. I haven't tried it. June of 2016, Burger King debuted deep-fried mac and cheese coated in Cheetos dust. And it debuted in the Chicago stores. The sticks are a dream mashup for junk food lovers. Unfortunately, they're pretty bad. Aw. I would eat that. Hey, by the way, did you see Adam, our engineer, our buddy Adam, who I believe right now is in Lyle setting up for the big broadcast?
Cause yes.
So did you see on his Facebook page he bought a chili dog from Burger King? And so he put a picture up on the of the way it looks in the advertisement, and then next to it he took a picture of the actual hot dog, the chili dog that he got from Burger King. And that's pretty much, there were no words necessary, really. He did say that they sucked and he could get a better hot dog for 75 cents at a truck stop, if I remember correctly. But he put the picture side to side, like what it looks like in the advertisement and then what he got, and it looked horrendous.
Well, that's what I'm like. How are you going to sell us hot dogs?
Yeah.
And you're in Chicago.
No, it's the wrong market for Burger King.
You cannot, no. Yeah,
the wrong market. How about this? McDonald's garlic fries.
Garlic fries are just delicious.
Yes,
so.
They are. McDonald's is testing Gilroy garlic fries at 4 restaurants in San Francisco, and they could expand the item to 250 restaurants by next month.
Is Gilroy garlic that? Because isn't there a restaurant in San Francisco that's all garlic?
I think so.
I mean, I would eat that. I love McDonald's fries, and I love garlic. Yes, please.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll be one of the...
We'll have to make it to San Francisco.
We'll be one, no, but they said it's going to expand to 250 restaurants. Maybe one of them will be here. I mean, we're a big market. We're a big market in a city that eats like pigs. So...
Yes.
McDonald's having the final one here. McDonald's chocolate fries.
You know, I don't think it's that bad sounding.
Well, I mean, no, you're one of those people, and Dan is one of those people. You guys eat your Frosty with fries.
Yeah, I could deal with that.
It's that kind of thing. It's just a sweet and savory.
Right.
McDonald's Japan announced in its McChocolate Potatoes in early 2016, but they're only in Japan, at least for now.
Now, I'm amazed they didn't have it on here. It could be because I don't think they do it anymore, but they have that black cheeseburger.
Oh, yeah, the black cheeseburger, yeah.
In Japan? Yeah. Oof. I know. It probably tastes the same. I don't think I can eat.
Wasn't there a story, Dan, that it turned people's poo black?
Yes.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I had a red velvet cupcake once and
okay.
No.
Okay.
To the point where I'm like, I shouldn't be eating red velvet anything anymore.
Yeah.
That too gets frightening, so I don't know how people eat those.
What if you had one of those black burgers and on the side you had Wow potato chips? That would be a fantastic evening at home, wouldn't it?
Just cleansing.
That would be an adventure. All right. Well, anyway, you can check that out, Chicago Tribune. We got the link up on our Facebook page if you would like to read the fast food gimmicks and more to come, obviously. All right. Facebook.com/Nick D Show.